feel like our yard needs something where they can not just remember, oh, Dad and I planted that tree, or we built that thing, which is good. You know, I like that. But maybe I need something like a big pile of rocks.
Family man. Yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, as we begin our 501st episode, it's going good. It was so much fun listening to the 500th episode, just because it was fun hearing those past show things. Highlights, and it was fun to hear us say, well, this is our 50th episode. Yes. Which is like, wow, that goes quickly. And all the comments at the end, I think it was Howard who said something about being a Sith Lord dad. I love that. I might steal that. That could be a whole book, I think. But it just warmed my heart and made me feel good to be a part of this amazing team. But hey, we don't have time to reminisce anymore. We're moving forward. Right. We're plotting new ground. And we had our first snow, Scott, official first snow.
We did too. It was crazy.
You did awesome.
Yeah.
Did you do anything for it?
No, we watched it snow.
That counts. But you know, as you replayed, normally we would eat at Long John Silver's. There are no Long John Silver's anymore. Not near us. There are some Kentucky Fried Chicken Long Johns, but they're not close. In fact, I was doing a lookup later and I thought, well, maybe we could go somewhere, you know, do that in the future if we plan a little better. But it's harder because we got older kids. And so the first official snow was on, I don't know what day of the week it was. It was on the weekend. Oh, Saturday. And my daughter-in-law, Rissa, said, oh, maybe we could just do ice cream tonight for dinner. So I was thrilled that she wanted to be still do it. And so we all met at Culver's for our free ice cream scoop. And then of course I always print off a little kind of a card off the printer and write a note to each of my kids, reminding them how much they're loved by their mom and dad and by God. And I kind of point them to that verse, you know, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And always say, hey, don't forget, when you see that snow, think of us and think about how much you're loved by God. So we did that, got that out of the way. Check that off the list. Boom.
You know, that's starting to become an annual reminder of my laziness as a dad. Cause you know, I've got two kids out of the house basically at this point, and my youngest is 12 now. And I'm like, I still haven't done that. Every year it's like we have the first snow and I don't do anything. That's our tradition.
Okay. You do other things, Scott. Anyone, I think we talked last week, you know, whatever kind of dad you are, be a good one. You know, if you're a lazy couch potato kind of dad, be the best you can.
Well, my kids seem to like me, so that's all I got going for me.
That means you're doing something really, really good. Well, thinking of kind of traditions, because you do things. You do something for Thanksgiving. Are you doing it this year? Like you do a jar or anything.
What do we do for that?
Sounding familiar, Scott? Have you made this up? I thought you guys collected money. You put money in a jar and then you gave it away.
That's the Christmas jar.
I thought it was the Thanksgiving jar.
No, it's the Christmas jar. There's a book that goes along with it and everything. And it's a very moving story I've told before, but I'm tired this morning, so I won't tell it again, but we have done that, but we haven't done it in a couple of years.
Okay.
We're kind of lazy.
Okay. So do you have any like Thanksgiving?
We eat, Todd. Our family eats. That's what we do.
And we do it better than anybody else.
Right. We may not be good at sports. We may not be that smart, but darn it, we can eat.
That's right. Get in here and eat like the rest of them. Yes. Quit reading. Get over here. That's a line from Friends. Matilda, which is a great movie.
Mine was a line from Friends. Joey said that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I've not seen Friends before. I know a lot of people.
You've seen Friends. Everyone's seen Friends.
I have not seen it ever. I've never seen
it. It's the Dick Van Dyke of our generation. Come on, man.
I know, but I am in the Dick Van Dyke of the old generation.
All right.
I cannot move on. I'm old, Scott. I'm like an old man.
Yes.
Who will probably be sitting around watching Archie Bunker or something like that. Okay, well, going back to my original thought. Okay, so Thanksgiving, you know, usually on Thanksgiving, you know, we do the traditional Thanksgiving. And then my wife would go do the Black Friday thing. But, you know, that's all changed because nobody does it anymore, or it doesn't even matter anymore because, I mean, they're having Black Friday sales in October. And then, but on Black Friday, my wife would go out, and then maybe after we'd all get together for lunch, and then we'd go to see Disney's latest release because it was like Frozen 1 year, those kind of movies. And so we'd watch one of those. Sometimes they were good, sometimes they weren't so good, and they scared our kids. But this year, I'm not going. You know, I'm saying this more often, Scott, and I can say it to you guys because we're on the same team. I'm not going to say it on Facebook because it unleashes a torrent of hate, but I'm not going to go see Strange World, you know, because they've already said there's going to be two gay teen boys who like each other. And it just makes me mad, you know, and in fact, I just jotted off a note like I have so many times, the president of Walt Disney World, and said, hey, you know, it goes against what I teach and believe. So I'm not going. So I'm not going to Strange World. So I need something else to do. I need something else to watch. You know, in the old days, they always aired a holiday special, which would have been something like The Wizard of Oz or The Sound of Music. And I can remember watching with my grandmother at her house on Thanksgiving night. I need something. I need a good one to watch. I don't want to. We could do Miracle on 34th Street, a couple different versions. I like them both. That's kind of a good Thanksgiving one because it kind of feels like it's that transition. Do you have any other good suggestions, Scott?
I got to go with White Christmas.
That's your like go-to for everything.
It is. It's a great movie.
Easter morning. I'd go with White Christmas.
I like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but you wouldn't like that, so I'm not going to recommend that one.
Okay.
It's a Thanksgiving one, but it does have some bad words in it.
Well, you know, if I could use VidAngel, I could maybe remove some of those things.
You could do that.
I'm going to check that out.
It's John Candy and Steve Martin at their funniest.
I know it. I've never seen it, but I've heard things about it.
Yep. You could just start like the Christmas specials, man. Just do like Prep and Landing 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. Those are kind of short, ease into it.
The Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I mean, that one's
a
classic.
I know. I'm not a big Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I think it was Drew Geertz, who's our big, I could be wrong. I think it's Drew who recreates the Thanksgiving dinner.
That sounds familiar.
Which is like popcorn, jelly beans, and pretzels or something like that. Toast, as toast. Yes. And everybody hates Charlie Brown for it. Probably the same way they hate Drew.
I can't imagine eating that actually for dinner, but it does seem like a fun idea.
It does seem like a fun idea. A good dad would do it.
Only if you get out the ping pong table and put it in the yard and, you know, all the folding chairs. That would be awesome.
It is. That's when you're a real family, you eat around a ping pong table.
I've done that before. It's been a long time.
We have a ping pong game. We've been setting chairs around it because, you know, when we have a big gathering, we'll put them around and people are eating around it. It's going to feel like a little bit like the Clampets, you know, who used to eat on their pool table. But they could never figure out that it was a game table. They just thought it was fancy because the food couldn't roll off.
It's been a long time since I've seen that one. So,
yeah, because you've moved on to something else. You probably like watch the 21st century equivalent.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be.
I don't know what that would be.
Do you watch the parade on Thanksgiving Day?
We have in the past. That used to be a big Macy's Day Parade guy. I mean, die hard. I'd get up and, you know, it'd start like at 9, but 8:30 they would begin hyping it up. And then, you know, every time they'd take commercial break, coming up, they'd name it. And of course, Santa Claus, you know, and then he'd finally come. But, you know, it's not as innocent and naive as it used to be.
Right.
You know, I mean, some of the, it's not just like the singer. The singers are usually bundled up. I mean, I don't know any of them anymore because I'm old. They got rid of Frank Sinatra and Mel Torme and Diana Ross. And now it's all these other people that I don't know who twerk a lot.
Yeah, maybe you should start a little parade in your town for people who don't like the Thanksgiving Day parade anymore.
The senior parade.
It'll be a very short parade, but.
Coming down on their walker is Matilda Beauregard.
I don't have that many great ideas this year. I should probably come up with something. I need to come up with new Thanksgiving. Send us your Thanksgiving tradition ideas.
That's right.
Email Todd.
Because it does feel like to me, like all the horses are starting to get in the starting gate, and then Thanksgiving, and I'm not a huge Thanksgiving fan, but it feels like the gate is lifted and we all get to run through. But I have been thinking, Scott, about ways to help my family be thankful. We've done it in the past where we had like a glass jar and we put some slips of paper and some pencils around it and people could write what they were thankful for and they'd stick them in the jar. And then we would read them on Thanksgiving or usually that weekend because we would be gone. But I've thought about, I want something more. In fact, you know, remember when the Israelites, little Bible history time, remember when the Israelites, when they crossed the Jordan River, remember the priest steps into the water and the water stops and they walk across and they're told to gather those rocks out of the, each tribe is to take one rock and they're supposed to put them in a big pile. And I assume it's a big pile. And for the purpose that later on, when the kids were walking around with their dads, they'd say, "Hey dad, what's that pile of rocks for? Look at that pile of rocks." And they'd say, "Remember that's when God delivered us out of Egypt and how he did a miraculous thing and how he provided all this stuff." And I've thought about doing something like that because I feel like our yard needs something where they can not just remember, "Oh, dad and I planted that tree," or "we built that thing," which is good. You know, I like that. But maybe I need something like a big pile of rocks, you know, where everybody takes a rock and we write things that we're thankful for on. And then we put them in this pile. And that when their kids are old, they go, "Dad, what are those rocks?" And we can say, "That reminds us how God provided for us by giving us this house," or, you know, "we were able to go on this vacation," or just that he's, you know, "all our kids, he gave us each of you." So I'm toying with that, but I'm probably behind the eight ball and won't be able to do that now. But I kind of like the idea.
That's a good idea. I would do that, except I plan to not be in this house for much longer.
Oh, really?
If I can figure a way out of here at some point.
Finagle?
Yes.
Have we ever used the word finagle?
I don't think so. If I can finagle a way out of here, I didn't plan to be here for 22 years, so.
I know.
We're still here, though.
Huh. I'm trying to think of what else I was going to say. Something about, I don't know. Right now, my son, Sam, he just came and exchanged cars so they'd have a reliable car as they drive to Nashville, is going to the world premiere of the Wing Feather Saga series that is starting in December on, I think, Angel TV and probably YouTube at the same time. But my son's one of the animators, so he's super excited. Sweet. You know, they've got some good voices who are Jodie Benson, the Little Mermaid. She's one of the voices. And one of the guys, Mr. Gibb from Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean, whichever one you prefer, is one of the voices. And I don't know if either one of them are going to be there, but he's super excited to be there and to be a part of that. Do your kids, did they ever read the books?
What's it called?
The Wing Feather Saga.
I don't know that one. My daughter
You're
probably does.
She's not a homeschooler.
No. I'm not the homeschooler of the family. I was a public schooled moron, so.
That's right. Who didn't even watch Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, my kids are much better than I am, and they're much better.
Ask them if they read that, because every time I told Sam, even this morning, I said, "It's fun to tell people you work on the Wing Feather Saga," because we're just going to pick that up and hang it up. Call back. They probably will. But it's fun because you talk to a homeschooler and you go, "Hey, have you, you know, my son's working on the Wing Feather," and they go, "The Wing Feather Saga." So they've all read it. But it's a great book series. It's now an animated series. It's written by Andrew Peterson, the guy who's the singer. You know,
right?
He is. And I Am a Family Man. Yeah, great. Okay. Family Man song. So cool. Not as good as, you know, we should have talked about last week in the 500. We should have had Drew on this show too, you know, talk about the song, the Family Man song.
That would be cool, but he deserves his own episode.
Yeah,
Drew,
he does.
Give us a call. We'll have you on next week.
There you go. We're scheduled out pretty far. So if you can still make this show, that'd be what I'd work through.
Maybe that was him on the phone.
Okay, I'm kind of keeping my eye on the clock because I got a big thing coming up, Scott. Renly's coming over, which is our oldest grandchild. She's coming over to tell us something. Now, we're pretty sure it's not, I'm going to have a brother or sister, but I think this is my gut. That either she got her ears pierced or she lost a tooth. I think she's too young. She's only 5. Can you lose teeth at 5?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't remember our kids doing it until they look like kids, you know, bigger kids. I don't know.
Seems like it might be a little early, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going with pierced ears, but we'll see.
If they're
going
to have like 14 kids, though, aren't they like on track for, you know, the next one?
They are on track right now for their own reality series. But my son is like, I don't know if I can do it, Dad. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's an interesting thought. I don't know if you ever have these conversations with your wife, Scott. But usually I have them in the morning when we first wake up. And sometimes, and this is just between you and me and all the dads listening, sometimes I wish my wife could wake up and roll over and just look into my eyes and say, I love you, honey bunch, you know, and that we would just talk about how much we love each other. But almost all the time, she's like, I look at her and she's like, do you think Jed would like this for Christmas? You know, or what curriculum do you think I should use? Or do you think we should clean this? Or what if we work on this? I mean, her mind is just always spinning.
It's like she's been thinking about it all night long.
Oh, she gets up in the middle of the night and I can see the light dim by her desk. And she's like, I'm like, you're writing something down. She goes, I just need to write it down or so I can sleep. And all night. I mean, no lists ever come to me in the middle of the night, ever.
Yeah.
I don't do that. But this morning she was saying, oh man, I had such a vivid dream with Ike. Ike is married, lives across the street. She said, you know, he was this little boy and I was holding him and he was sucking his thumb. And she said, it was just like, it was so real. She said, you know, sometimes it's hard to look back and remember those times. They just are so foggy. And she goes, and this is, you know, how moms think. She goes, and it just makes me feel guilty. And then she said, you know, maybe it's not good to have so many kids. And I stopped her right there. And I said, honey, that's a lie. You know, children are a blessing from him. You know, blessed are the man whose quiver is full. I don't know how many that is. But, you know, dads, if you have 2 children or 1 child or 45 children, every single one of them is a blessing. God determines that. You think you may have taken efforts to stop them or to have more, but it's not true. It's not true. God's in charge of that. And they're all good. And, you know, she's not saying, well, I wish we had 3 of our 3 youngest. I wish they weren't here. She's not saying that. But she's like, it's just so busy. You know, we're just so busy all the time. And it's so, maybe if I only had 2, I could give them all the time they needed. And I'm like, honey, it doesn't work that way. You know, it is a good thing. But sometimes in our spouse's weakness, we need to be strong. We need to remind our wives of the truth. Because dads, you are so blessed to have the children you have. If you're thinking about having another, honestly, you should have another. You think it's up to you to decide that, but it's not. You may not be able to have another, but you know, if you're thinking about it, do it, because you should, because they're all good. And you know, it'd be like me handing out $100 bills. If I said, Harry, tell me when to stop giving them to you, you'd say, keep going till you're out. And I think, you know, really, why would we want one less? But again, it's hard. And I know it's hard. And your wife feels it's hard. So keep reminding her of the truth. And dad, maybe you have to remind yourself of the truth. Or maybe you need to remind another dad. I had a friend who took his own life. He had a vasectomy after their first child. They reversed it. He had seven children or six after that. He was often overwhelmed. That was not the reason he took his own life. But I know he questioned himself like, oh, maybe. And I was constantly, you did the right thing. Man, you did the brave thing. Was it easy? No. Would the world tell you not to? Probably. But it is the right thing. So, Dad, we're going to kind of close it down on that note because my granddaughter should be walking through the door in just a couple minutes. But again, I just want to tell you how much I enjoy our time together. If you have a Thanksgiving idea that's something you do, let me know right away. Send it to FamilyMan at FamilyManWeb.com. Or you can even text me at 574-253-1663. Or let Scott know. Or if you got a, you know, a favorite Thanksgiving video you watch or show you watch, I'd like to know that as well. And keep doing what you're doing. You know, don't grow weary because you will reap a reward. And don't stop. Keep reminding your wife and do it because you did that.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Back to bed.
Okay.